Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1. We'll reset the deck at 5 o'clock, tell you everything that's going on. Right now, we got a ton of people to get to, so let's do that. And if you're just joining in and you can't figure out where we're at with the Red Sox and where we're at with these Tampa Bay teams and where we're at with Kaepernick, well, you will momentarily. Larry is in Rochester Hills, and he's next. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for having this subject, and I must say you got big brass for letting this open mic.
Nah.
Kaepernick, people objected to, but after last Saturday, when I saw what happened in Charlottesville, when guys are carrying AK-47s in fatigues, isn't that their right to protest too? But nobody says that here's a black man that won't stand for the national anthem. But here, these guys are here looking for whatever reason they're going to take somebody out potentially. Now, with these statues, I think that after I saw all the hatred Saturday, let's take those, put them in a museum, let the black man have a say to what has to be done. Because isn't the NFL about 75 to 80% Afro-American? I mean, let's have some respect for that side of the fence, because I think Kaepernick got everybody mad at black people because he's a black man that won't stand for the national anthem. Do I care? No. I'll watch him. I watch him when he plays the 49ers. I agree with you. He's an excellent quarterback. So,
well, I mean, I think
we take this?
Well, that's part of the discussion. I mean, Larry, that's part of the deal, is I don't know where we take it. All I know is after Charlottesville, you got professional teams efforting to get statues moved and changing street names. And whether Saturday is the awakening, so to speak, or whether it's just happenstance, these professional teams. Now, look, Larry, you hear your fellow fan call, and a lot of them go, I just want my sports. I don't want to do any of this. Well, your teams are now getting involved in it. So that's part one. And then part two is, well, where does it end? How far do we go? And the Kaepernick thing, no, I wouldn't go so far as to say Cap's an excellent quarterback. No, I think if he was in a situation with really, really good people around him, let's say like Dak Prescott, he would look pretty good. I don't look in February when I have the full offseason to make trades, to sign, or to draft QBs. No, I wasn't interested in having him as my starter. But now, this is ridiculous. And for an NFL team, much less the Jaguars, it's laughable. It's absolutely laughable. You would think he went out and murdered people the way that this is going. But yet, Zeke Elliott will probably get that appeal taken down, and he will be applauded returning to the field. I mean, the hypocrisy is, it's mind-blowing.
I'm just surprised at how many people are outraged at this. Or at least claim they are, because this is
there
really,
is.
This has really gotten to a point where it's like, guys, why are you just why is it that you're so mad and upset about him kneeling for the anthem? Is it really that big of a deal to get mad about?
No, I wasn't mad about it last year. 248-539-9797. Mike, I'm with you. It's turned into something where it's like the more it goes on, the more vitriolic people feel their response needs to be. And I can't even believe it. I can't even believe people's reaction to it.
Is that just people in general, though? Because remember when SVG made his political comments, and we saw many people text into our show, call, and say, you know what, guys, I'm not watching the Pistons until Stan Van Gundy's gone.
Yeah, but it's a byproduct, Mike, I'm telling you, and it's something I've never understood. I mean, without naming names, I mean, you've got people in this building that are hyper-political.
Right.
Look at their reactions to everything. I mean, I don't even engage these people in conversations. I mean, Roberto, I'm serious.
I've gotten caught in some before, yeah.
I'm not a political person. You know, so for me, I look at these people and it's Like, honestly, it's like when a dog is confused, right? And he hears a noise and they tilt their head and they're like, ooh, what is this? When I see people go cuckoo about politics, I go, what are you doing?
I mean, this country right now, it hasn't been this divided in a very long time.
That's fair. And maybe that's why teams are now starting to play a bigger role. And athletes are playing a bigger role. And I don't necessarily have an issue with it. Now, as far as the statues and monuments, and I just, where's the beginning and end of it? And what's the solution? I don't know. I'm not smart enough to tell you. When I've got big opinions, I'll give them to you. And when I don't, I'll tell you, I don't know. I mean, how do you fix the Red Wings right now? I don't know. How are they going to sign AA and get cap compliant? I don't know. Like, I don't have these things. But, you know, who's going to coach MSU when D'Antonio gets fired at the end of this year? I don't know. 248-539. Oh, God. Let's go to Simon, 97.1. What's up, Simon?
Hey, what's up, Mike? Hey, great show. Hey, there's people like you that we need. And a big part of the problem that we're in right now is because nobody wants to have a real discussion about race in America. So let me paint the picture of the hypocrisy. You had a caller earlier criticizing Cap for wearing a Fidel Castro shirt. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I don't really care. But we're okay with having statues of Robert E. Lee, people who stood for racism and slavery in America, and we don't bat an eye at it. They could care less. So that's hypocrisy point number one. You know, and you asked the question about where does it end? So let's look at Germany. We know what Germany went through with the Holocaust. Do you think there's one visage of any Nazi leaders throughout that country? They took them all down. But here's the wrong with America. You know, we let it go on, hey, Southern heritage, Southern pride. But, you know, this is nothing new in the black community. We've been saying, hey, you know, the Confederate flag still flies on some states. That needs to come down. There's been a ton of stuff out here that we've been saying, hey, these things are offensive to us.
Simon, I'll give you an example, too, just real quick. I mean, I went down to 2 years ago, I went down to Ole Miss. Because I always wanted to tailgate at Ole Miss and go to an SEC game. So I went to Ole Miss in Arkansas. And you've heard of Colonel Reb, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, look at that. Now, people, if you don't know what Colonel Reb is, I don't know what to tell you. And the school can tell you, well, we don't use it anymore. Everybody wears it. You got stores down there that'll put Colonel Reb on a million things, even though it's not licensed anymore. And what did they used to wave at the game? There'd be 50,000 Rebel flags waving. So, Simon, okay. Believe me, it's a culture shock you go down there. I'm a kid from New York. You go down to Mississippi and you look around and go, oh, man, we are not in Kansas anymore. It's a whole different deal.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And that's the thing. It's the hypocrisy. You know, one of the callers said, you know what? Keep the statues up, but let's tell the truth about these folks' role in history. Stop whitewashing or sugarcoating our history and teach it the way it should be. From a position of truth. Because a lot of these folks, a lot of the stuff I didn't learn until I went out on my own. You know, you just thought everything was great. You know, a lot of people didn't know George Washington or Jefferson were slave owners. You know, to this day, and they're shocked to hear that.
Now, just quickly, Simon, before I let you go, you are 100% all in on teams crossing that line into activism now and being a part of getting these things moved. No issue there as a fan?
Not at all, because you know what? Sports and politics have always crossed, you know, come to a crossroad. I mean, Muhammad Ali, Jesse Owens, you know, the black three athletes that pumped their fist, that's always been a part of our culture. So that's nothing new to us.
No.
They've always represented us that way. And, you know, and again, I'll bring it to Ty Cobb. Nobody cares what the black folks, every time I walk by Ty Cobb or hear his name, I think about how he treated black people back then. And you can't say that that was just, you know, he was a product of the time, because there were a lot of people who didn't adapt to how he thought. So, you know, we make excuses, or white America makes excuses for the people that they like and give a free pass.
That's a hell of a phone call. That's a good way to finish the hour. We'll reset the deck. Get you caught up on what the hell we're doing. Final hour of the week. Roberto's excited to get out to that dream cruise. He's got his little radio flyer he's going to putt-putt around in. Very exciting. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.